What are you working on?
I'm thinking about how one could use the fact that a rapidly rotating mirror turns virtual photons into real ones as a method of observing dark energy.
It's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, it's great you're here. I'd love to get an engineer's opinion.
Sure.
This chair is squeaky. Now, do I fix it or get a new one?
Well, Sheldon, it took me all morning, but I found the owner of the video store, and I am happy to report that he died peacefully in his sleep, drunk at the bottom of a pool. Anyway, there is no one to return the DVD to, so this issue is resolved. And I'd just like to point out that even though the sweater was uncomfortable, I didn't use it as an excuse to antagonize everyone around me.
You know, you could reimburse the video store owner's next of kin.
Or it's resolved.
And that next of kin thing sounds pretty good.
I believe this is yours.
Can I ask you guys a question? So, I'm seeing Lucy tomorrow night, and I've never hung out with someone who broke up with me. How do you do it?
You can't let her know you're hurting. You know, the key is confidence.
Why is the key always confidence? How come it's never love handles and flop sweat?
This girl hurt you so much. Are you sure you want to see her again?
Well, if I may, he has so little self-respect and is so desperate for the smallest crumb of affection, she could literally sleep with his own father in his own bed and post the video to YouTube, and he'd still buy her flowers and ask her to be his bride.
He's right. But in my defense, if we could survive that, we could survive anything.
Well, if you're sure you want to do this, it's only coffee. Just relax and see what happens.
Can I say she looks nice?
Sure.
Can I tell her I miss her?
Maybe, if she asks.
Can I show an oil painting I made of us surrounded by our children and grandchildren?
I'd save that for the second date.
Good, good. Because no matter how hard I try, I cannot get the twins to look alike.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just trying to find the stupid next of kin to the stupid video store owner so I can return the DVD and see the look on Sheldon's stupid face when he sees that I didn't let this get to me.
Sheldon's not here. Why don't you take the sweater off?
There's a principle at stake.
Which is?
Oh, I don't know. Who cares? Look at me.
Oh, my God. Is that sweater made of bees? Take it off. I won't tell.
No. If I take it off, Sheldon wins.
Sweetie, every night you don't kill him in his sleep, he wins.
No, it's almost done. I have to find the next of kin and send him the DVD and then just wait for someone with my complexion to die so I can get a skin graft.
Smile.
What is that? What is that for?
So you can send it to Princeton and get your money back.
I must say, Sheldon, you're handling this DVD business with an impressive amount of maturity.
I don't know why that surprises you. I'm a grown man. It should be evident by this sport coat and very real flower in my lapel.
Is there some kind of new coping mechanism you're employing?
The more interesting question you should be asking is, what does this flower smell like?
I'm gonna go with sad. So what's the story with you and this DVD?
Well, there's nothing to tell. Yeah. Maybe I purchased a book entitled Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and I followed its wise suggestions, one of which was stop and smell the flowers.
Seriously?
No, please.
Hello. Oh, it's so good to see you.
You too.
Please sit. I got you a cappuccino. I remembered it was your favorite. I also got crumb cake, but I remembered it was my favorite and I ate it. Anyway, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Listen, I just wanted to apologize for breaking up with you in an email.
Man, I ate all the crumb cake. We both made mistakes.
Okay.
I'm so happy you asked me here, and I hope we can hang out again sometime. You know, as friends, love-making partners, whatever.
I'm kind of seeing someone.
I think I know the answer to this, but just to be clear, it's not me, right?
This is all your fault! I should have listened to Moon Moon because I've been playing with a cobra and her name is Penny! Why are you so cruel? Do you enjoy my pain?
There's a girl at the Cheesecake Factory I can set you up with.
I love you, Penny!
How is it I can conceptualize a methodology of examining dark matter in the universe, but can't figure out how to fix a novelty squirt flower?
I think the real question is why you waste your time with cheap, childish pranks.
There's probably a deep reason, which I'd be happy to discuss with you over some peanut brittle in a can.
Okay, Sheldon, I am out of options. Video store owner Nurses Manoukian has no next of kin.
Well, you seem hot under the collar. Or is that the sweater?
It's because I spent all afternoon at the Armenian church where his funeral mass was held. According to Father Solakian, no one attended. Luckily, my trip wasn't a complete waste. I lit a candle and prayed for your death, but I'm not Armenian, so it probably won't work. This is over, right?
Not necessarily. I suggest you look for long-lost relatives, either in Armenia or Lebanon.
Listen to me, Sheldon. I am not going to Lebanon to return Super Mario Brothers the movie!
You know, it might be fun. You love hummus.
Why isn't this bothering you? Isn't your brain getting itchy? This is on your card. This could be ruining your credit score. Why isn't this making you crazy?
Leonard. I have something to tell you, but I want you to promise not to flip out.
Yeah, what?
7 years ago, I found out the DVD was late and I paid for it.
What?
I was going to mention it at the time, but then I thought, someday, this might be a teachable moment.
Sheldon, that was diabolical.
I know. And it wasn't easy. Do you have any idea what it's like to wait for years and never know if you're going to finally get satisfaction?
Wow. You're even prettier than Penny said. Can't believe a girl like you doesn't have a boyfriend.
Well, I don't.
I don't believe you. You're lying to me.
What?
Oh, it's okay. I have no morals and I'm desperately lonely. I'll be the other man if you want a little something-something on the side.